Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Among 58 hard drives seized from the basement of Rex Yerman's Massapequa Park home, forensic analysts found something that would become the centerpiece of the prosecution's case. A file hidden in what's called unallocated space. What is unallocated space? Basically, when you're on your computer and you delete something and you take it to the recycling bin or the trash bin and then you empty it, all right, it's gone, right? It's no longer visible to you through that interface if you wanted to try and pull it up. But is it truly off your computer? No. It is still there until the drive overwrites it. You basically are telling that computer that you can use this space again when you need it. So when you need to save something else, we're done with this. You can shovel this out and take it and you can use it. It's going to be allocated back to you when you want to use it. Well, this was not overwritten yet. It was still on the drive and investigators found it. Meaning someone had tried to delete it. And didn't really think that you could get it any other way. The file was titled HK202-2002-04. And according to forensic analysis, it was created in 2000 and modified multiple times through 2002. Inside, according to prosecutors, were 87 details, checklists, categories. This is literally something that was on there as a category. Lessons learned. References to specific pages in FBI profiler John Douglas's book. This wasn't allegedly a diary. According to Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, this was a planning document that was used by Heuermann to methodically plan his kills with excruciating detail. And if prosecutors are correct, Rex Yerman didn't commit crimes of passion. He allegedly committed crimes of architecture. Yerman was an architect by trade. He founded RH Consultants in 1994, a Manhattan firm that worked with major corporations. He described himself in a video interview as a troubleshooter, someone who solves problems. Criminologist Scott Vaughn told CNN that His being an architect is totally consistent with the hyper-attention to detail that is manifested in his murders. The planning, the organization, the methodology, all allegedly point to someone who approached doing this, taking people out, the same way he approached designing buildings, systematically. According to court documents and bail applications reviewed by multiple news outlets, the planning document allegedly contained distinct sections. There was a section labeled problems, which prosecutors say outlined issues to avoid and anticipate. A section called supplies, which allegedly listed items including cutting tools, acid, hair nets, tarps, and cat litter. A section investigators believe was labeled TGR, interpreted as targets, which included the note that small is good for potential victims. I mean, just think about this. This guy needed this stuff like on a list, on a document to remind him small is good. To remind him about cutting tools, acid, and hairnets. And who can forget the kitty litter, you know? What good killer doesn't know you need some kitty litter? What are they using the kitty litter for? And if you're answering that question really readily, or if someone is answering that question very readily next to you right now while you're watching or listening to this, don't react. Just act normal and take note. But if you already did react, well, good luck. There was a section marked DS, which prosecutors say stood for dump sites. According to court documents, this section allegedly included a reference to Mill Road in Marion, in Manorinville, an area where police first found partial remains of victim Jessica Taylor and Valerie Mack. Then the document allegedly moved into operational phases, a pre-prep section. The prosecutors say outlined steps to take before a killing, such as checking an area for surveillance cameras, a prep section that allegedly included instructions for building a table with a crossbar underneath to support heavier objects, a body prep section that, according to prosecutors, stated tasks such as remove head, hands, remove trace DNA, remove ID marks like tattoos. Weird that you have to keep notes on this. Like, oh, shoot, if I only had that written down, I'd remember that. And a post-event section that allegedly outlined steps to avoid apprehension, including having a story set. But the most disturbing section, you're like, we haven't gotten there yet? I know. The most disturbing section, according to prosecutors, was titled Things to Remember. This section allegedly contained lessons, improvements, notes on what had worked and what hadn't. Hit harder. One alleged entry read, too many hit to take down. Consider a hit to the face or neck next time for takedown. Use heavy rope for neck. Another allegedly stated, light rope broke under stress of being tightened. And more sleep and noise control equal, and this is just where you get the shivers. Ugh. More playtime. More sleep and noise control equal more playtime. Get more sleep before hunt. Too tired creates problems. The typos, according to prosecutors, were in the original document. Here's what those references to next time allegedly mean, according to investigators. The Gilgo Homicide Task Force believes these references indicate prior experience or expertise. Prosecutors said this wasn't allegedly theoretical planning. This was allegedly a document being refined based on actual events. If prosecutors are correct, someone was taking notes on their own crimes and figuring out how to do it better next time. And then there's the corroboration. According to D.A. Tierney, once investigators reviewed the planning document, they returned to Huerman's Massapequa Park home using infrared light. They examined the basement, and what they allegedly found matched what was described in the document. Looking at the paneling in the downstairs basement area, we were able to look through an infrared light and establish a cordoned-off area where an adhesive had been placed. Tierney said at a press conference, we also found an area where there were push pins into the drop ceiling. The document allegedly mentioned using push pins to hang drop cloths from the ceiling. The document allegedly mentioned sound control. According to prosecutors, the physical evidence in the basement matched the written instructions in the document. But wait, there's more. There's one more element that takes this thing from disturbing something even worse. According to court documents, the planning document allegedly referenced specific pages and books written by FBI profiler John Douglas. Douglas literally wrote the book on how law enforcement identifies and catches serial killers. His work, including Mindhunter, became foundational texts in behavioral analysis. Page 162 of one of Douglas's books describes S substitution, using objects instead of. Page 163 describes the perpetrator of such crimes as disorganized and compulsive. Page 175 describes a woman's screams and her throat being cut. According to prosecutors, Huerman allegedly studied these passages, made notes, and highlighted them. If the prosecution's theory is correct, Rex Huerman was allegedly using the FBI's own roadmap against them. He allegedly read about how serial killers get caught and applied those lessons into not getting caught. And it worked for quite a while. He allegedly turned behavioral analysis into a how not to guide. Now, let's take a look at what was allegedly done to the victims. Jessica Taylor disappeared in July of 2003 while working as an escort in New York City. When her remains were found, her head gone, removed. Her arms had been severed below the elbows, and a tattoo had been mutilated. The planning document, according to prosecutors, says remove those two things. Remove ID marks. Valerie Mack vanished in 2000. Her remains were found in similar conditions, scattered between Manorinville and Ocean Parkway. D.A. Tierney put it directly. We allege that the exact method by which these murders were committed in excruciating detail in that document is in some cases identical to the methodology used to murder the six victims in this case. The methodology allegedly written in the document matches the methodology found on the remains. And according to prosecutors, the document wasn't static. It was allegedly updated, refined, improved upon. The lessons learned section suggests someone was treating this as an ongoing project, a living document, if you will. One to go back and revisit from time to time. Oh, let's add some new life lessons to this. How long did this allegedly continue? The earliest victim, Sandra Costello, killed in 1993, according to prosecutors. The last known victim, Amber Costello, appeared in September 2010. 17 years of alleged activity. Huerman's defense has challenged this evidence. They've argued that a single hair isn't enough to convict, that other suspects should be considered for some of the early crimes. They've specifically pointed to convicted killer John Bitteroff as potentially responsible with the Sandra Costello murder. But the planning document remains. According to court records, it exists. It was allegedly found on Huerman's hard drive, and prosecutors say it describes in excruciating detail exactly what was done to the victims. Rex Huerman has pled not guilty to all charges. He maintains his innocence. His attorney, he said repeatedly that they are preparing for trial, not considering any plea deal. The trial is scheduled for September of 26. Judge Mazzei has ruled that all seven murder charges will be tried together. He's ruled that the cutting-edge DNA evidence prosecutors say links Heerman to the victims is admissible. He's rejected the defense's attempts to sever the cases. What will a jury make of the planning document? That's the question. What do you make of the planning document? To be hanging over the courtroom. Not just whether Rex Heerman committed these crimes, but whether someone can allegedly sit down at a computer in a suburban basement in a house where their wife and children sleep and write out step-by-step instructions for ending human lives. And then allegedly follow those instructions multiple times over years. If a prosecutor's allege is true, Rex Heerman designed murders the way other architects design buildings. Foundation first, structure next, attention to detail throughout. The difference is that buildings are meant to last. According to prosecutors, Heerman allegedly designed something meant to disappear. The victims, the evidence, the connection. Back to him. For over two decades, if prosecutors are right, it worked. Then forensic analysis found a deleted file on a hard drive. And the blueprint allegedly became the prosecution's roadmap. What do you think? Digital evidence, man. Ponderous. Ponderous. It's sinking so many cases. And it should. It should. These pieces of digital evidence. In the past, it used to have to be manifestos or notes that somebody had taken the time to write down. And obviously, this is a version of that, digital. But you have this in so many cases. You got memes in other cases. It's such a window into the brain, into the mindset of what someone is doing. And it's unfiltered, too, because it just goes boom to boom. Here's what this person is searching. Here's what this person is typing. Without influence of any other outside source, it's just this to this. Sometimes far more damning than any DNA evidence or hair follicle ever could be. Especially when all tied together and working together. Gosh, this paints damning pictures for so many. Pictures of a reality many never thought could exist. Again, give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or Substack. Those links are in the description. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases we're following for you right here. Until next time, I am Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so,
then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.